The Radio Wedding, Part 3, The Renovations. Being attacked by 200-pound mutts was Jared's idea of the perfect homecoming. After Sherry quickly explained they'd arrived a few days earlier, Jared had run into the house, meeting his canines in the hallway. Jensen laughed, unable to tell who had tackled who, and stepped over the commotion when Harley and Sadie got Jared on his back, yipping and bouncing excitedly over him. Jensen found Jared still lying on the hallway floor half an hour later, petting very content puppies as they lay with their heads on Jared's torso. Jensen leaned against the wall, arms folded and shaking his head amusedly at Jared and the dogs sprawled out quietly on the floor.
"Pop and Jerry are barbecuing out back for dinner."
Jared grinned up at him tiredly. "Aren't our families the best?" Jensen had to agree there, but shook his head when Jared patted the floor next to him as a gesture for him to join in the little family reunion.
"Nah, if I lie down now, I'm gonna fall asleep, and I haven't had Pops cooking in months."
"Did he make his special marinade?"
"Course."
"Yum." "Go wash up and I'll feed the kids," Jensen said, putting his hand out to help Jared off the floor.
"We are so domesticated," Jared grinned, gripping Jensen's hand and hauling himself up,
patting a hand on Jensen's chest when he was upright.
"We were domesticated before we got married."
Jared smiled, looking down.
"Yeah, but we're married now, so Chad and Chris can't give us shit for it."
Jensen followed Jared's line of sight down to their clasped hands and the wedding rings that shone from their fingers. Jared thumbed his own wedding band.
"Well, look at that."
They almost jumped at the interruption, glancing down the hall to where Donna stood, smiling at them, looking reluctant to break up the moment.
"Dinner's almost ready, boys. Why don't you come sit and catch us all up to speed?"
Jensen hooked an arm around Jared's neck and yanked him down to his level.
"Sure thing, Mom. Come on, sweetheart."
Jared mock-punched him in the gut.
"Lead the way, honey."
The families crowded the back deck during dinner, the younger family members opting to sit on the edge of the deck, while the elders sat in the few seats they could spare. Both Jared and Jensen felt bad about the lack of seating and space, even though no one was complaining. Jared had apologized profusely, but Sherry and Donna had lovingly brushed it off, simply happy to have the boys home. While Jerry was telling everyone about a conversation he'd had with their neighbor back in San Antonio after the wedding, Jared leaned into Jensen's side and spoke quietly into his ear.
"We should get started on extending the deck."
Jensen turned further into Jared, looking him in the eye.
"You reckon?"
"Yeah," Jared went on, gesturing to the yard. "Extend it to the grass line, put in some nice steps over there, and get some furniture. That way we can host decent family get-togethers. I sense there will be a lot of them in the coming future."
Jensen grinned, nudging Jared.
"Sadie and Harley will love a swimming pool. Dude, we could get a spa pool."
Jared gasped excitedly, mouth dropping open.
"A big spa pool, with a mini fridge so we can drink beer in the spa pool."
Jensen blinked.
"It's like you're reading my mind."
The family conversations continued. Jensen talked about the receptionist at their Marina di Carrara hotel, who had flirted shamelessly with Jared as she'd signed them in, even after realizing that Jared had booked the honeymoon suite. Jensen had then approached the desk and slung his arm through Jared's, smiling at him. Jared had grinned back, taking hold of Jensen's hand, and the woman had sighed unhappily, putting on her best employee smile as she'd given Jared their room key cards and ordered a bellboy to the hotel foyer for them. Jared went on to explain that the bellboy, Vincenzo, had looked disappointed at them, too. Jensen had become so enraged, believing that they were being discriminated against for appearing to be a newly married gay couple,
that he'd asked the bellboy what his problem was.
"Nothing is a problem, sir,"
Vincenzo had answered, looking back and forth at Jared and Jensen confusedly.
"So the fact that my husband and I are here to enjoy our honeymoon isn't a problem, because you sure look sour,"
Jensen had challenged, his voice taking on his usual gruff Dean timbre. Jared gripped Jensen by the bicep, keeping him on the spot. The man had embarrassingly glanced around the lobby, sharing a look with the receptionist.
"I wasn't... It's not like that, sir."
Jensen near blew a fuse.
"Then what's it like?"
"I was admiring your behind, sir,"
Vincenzo said, rubbing a hand through his black hair and seemingly waiting for the floor to swallow him up.
"Then I realized you are married. I apologize."
Jensen's cheeks had glowed rosy pink, realizing their bellboy wasn't being hateful, but instead was checking him out, as the receptionist had been with Jared. Jared had cackled so loudly that they were asked to leave the lobby and retreat to their room.
"Was it awkward seeing them afterward?" Megan asked.
Jared laughed.
"Not at all. We ended up going out for dinner with Vince and his friend Julio."
"Odd situation, but they were the nicest guys," Jensen added, sharing a smile with Jared when he agreed. The Padalecki and Ackles families left for their hotels a few hours later, which Jared and Jensen felt even worse about, being unable to accommodate their families in their own home. The boys made their way to their separate bedrooms, Jensen dressing in his usual pajama pants and wife beater, while Jared stuck with his own pajama bottoms. The two of them settled into bed, exhausted but ultimately glad to be home. Jensen opened his mouth to relay one of the hilarious moments of the night, glancing to the other side of the bed, but stopped when he realized Jared was in his own bed, downstairs in his own room. He plumped his pillow to get more comfortable, feeling slightly stupid and disappointed. Downstairs, Jared was twiddling his thumbs and humming to himself, stealing glances at his cell phone on his bedside cabinet and the door to his bedroom, wondering if Jensen was feeling just as out of place as he was. When he glanced at the green glow of digital numbers on his bedside clock and realized he'd been awake for a half hour, he threw his blankets off and left the room. He padded along the wooden floor to the stairs and went to take the first three steps in one go when he collided with Jensen, grabbing him to steady himself as he was knocked back, teetering on his feet and righting the other man who had fallen forward. Jensen wheezed out a laugh, a hand on Jared's collar while the other hooked a thumb in the general direction of the stairs.
"Were you..."
"Yeah," Jared laughed, giving a pat where his hands were resting on Jensen's flanks.
"You want to,
Jensen gulped through a chuckle, smiling and nodding.
"Yeah."
Jared flung his head back tiredly, breathing through his mirth as he hooked an arm around Jensen's neck.
"Come on."
The boys happily chatted about the evening as they walked back to Jared's room, the way they had every night since their wedding, and they continued talking quietly as they settled into bed facing one another, lying on their sides with their hands folded beneath their chins. Their voices became softer, slurring with exhaustion until they couldn't stay awake any longer. Jensen lay much the same as Jared, with his eyes closed, lips soft and relaxed as he breathed in and out deeply.
"Jared?"
"Mm-hmm."
Jensen moved his knee forward beneath the sheets until it pressed to Jared's.
"Good night."
Jared smiled into the blankets gathered under his chin and pressed his knee back against Jensen's.
"Good night, gents."
In the morning, when Jared rose from bed, Jensen's face slipped from his place against Jared's shoulder blade, and Jared rearranged the blankets over him while he snuggled down and fell back to sleep. He moved to his dresser, pulled on a t-shirt and track pants, and headed to the kitchen to start the coffee machine brewing. He pulled on his sneakers that lay by the front door, gathered the dogs, and attached their leashes before they all left the house for their morning run. When they all returned, Jared set the dogs free in the backyard and headed to the downstairs bathroom for a shower, stripping his sweaty shirt as he went. Afterward, he walked back to the bedroom and got dressed, sliding on white boxer briefs, soft-worn jeans, and rubbing his hair with his towel before discarding it in the laundry basket. Jensen rolled over in bed, inhaling loudly and flopping an arm over his eyes, just as Jared pushed the neck of his shirt over his head. Jensen moaned softly as he exhaled, and Jared smiled, tugging the shirt down over his stomach. "Morning, gents." Jensen rubbed his eyes. Jared moved to sit on the edge of the bed, prodding a finger at Jensen's belly, chuckling and catching Jensen's wrist when his hand veered out to slap him off. "So, the plan for today is to let me sleep, damn it. Is to discuss sleeping arrangements. Whether us sharing a bed is going to be a permanent thing. Because if it is, we should think about changing one of our rooms to another guest room. Then our families can stay here when they visit." "Yeah?" Jensen croaked, opening his eyes to look up at Jared. "That's a good idea. I'm down with that."
"Yeah?" Jensen nodded.
"Yeah. Because we can, you know, share a bed," Jared said, his mouth turning upward in a smirk. "We're married, after all." Jensen smirked sleepily back at him, reaching out to touch Jared's face.
"Oh, darling, are you trying to seduce me?"
He waggled his eyebrows.
"Because you can, you know. We are married."
Jared laughed, slapping Jensen's hands away.
"You wish, princess. Now get. We have renovation plans to draw up."
He got to his feet, slapping Jensen's bottom through the blankets as he rolled away onto his stomach.
"Get. Coffee's ready when you are."
Jensen grumbled over his shoulder at Jared's retreating form.
"Better be."
Jared returned to the bedroom 10 minutes later to find Jensen had gone back to sleep. So he resorted to dragging the pillows and blankets off the bed and standing in the middle of the room, hollering at the top of his lungs, "Get up, get up!" in long succession, while Jensen tried to block out the noise by slamming his hands to his ears and screaming,
"Shut up, shut up!"
in retort. When Jared didn't stop, Jensen scrambled off the bed, narrowly missing whacking his knee into the bed's footboard, and hurled himself at Jared. Jared manhandled the disbelieving Jensen up over his shoulder and carried him down the stairs, and Jensen's yelling and cussing broke into laughter when he grabbed a hold of the banister, thwarting Jared's progress. But Jensen thrashed, erupting into a very unmanly fit of giggles when Jared sunk a thumb into his side, effectively winning the battle. Jared grunted, bending to dump Jensen onto a stool at the kitchen island, and Jensen thumped him on the arm, his dignity waning.
"Ass."
"Quit being a baby," Jared replied, handing Jensen the mug of coffee he'd prepared for him.
"I made coffee."
Jensen glared at him, but took the mug.
"The family's coming over for lunch before they head back home," Jared said, sipping from his own cup of coffee. "We got a week before we're back to work. Reckon we could build an ensuite before then?"
Jensen frowned.
"Ensuite?"
"Yeah, to go off the master bedroom," Jared said, glancing at the ceiling in thought.
"I've always wanted one."
"So we're renovating the bedrooms now?" Jensen asked.
"Nah, just ours. We could move upstairs into your room, bash out the wall to the office, and make a massive master bedroom with an ensuite. Upstairs guest room can be the new office, and my room and the downstairs office can be our guest rooms."
Jared shrugged.
I figure our parents will be the ones visiting the most, and we can always set up airbeds in the office for anyone who tags along.
Jensen blinked. You've been thinking about this a lot, haven't you?
Jared rolled his eyes.
I haven't been asleep for the last 2 hours.
You thought about all of this in the last 2 hours?
What's next? New bed shopping?
Jared's eyes widened.
We could totally do that.
Jensen laughed.
Oh, come on. Our first big purchase as a married couple. We could get a frickin' Super King.
I've always wanted one of those, Jared said, deep in thought again, before he looked up at Jensen.
I'm married, man. This is new for me.
Jensen chuckled, gulping at his coffee.
New for me too, Jay.
This is the sort of thing you get to do when you're married, Jared said, sitting down on a stool opposite his husband. Now, marrying you wasn't exactly what I expected to be doing with my life, but here it is. And I want to do, you know, married stuff.
Jensen stared back at Jared for a moment, watching Jared slide on his innocent puppy dog expression. Jensen glanced down at his coffee as he brought it to his lips, proceeding to gaze at Jared over the rim of the mug as he swallowed, then very carefully placed the mug back on the counter in front of him, tapping a finger to the side of it. Jared fidgeted in his seat.
Super King, huh?
Jensen asked, having decided to finally put Jared out of his misery.
How big are one of those exactly?
10 of me could fit in one, Jared replied, blinking in the direction of the ceiling.
Probably.
Jensen finished off his coffee and got up to wash out his mug in the sink.
May as well go all out and get some new bedding while we're at it.
Jared brightened, turning in his seat to smile at Jensen.
Cool.
Jared rattled off details, like getting some of their builder buddies from set production to help with the renovating before the week's end, and Jensen smiled at him while he brainstormed animatedly, wondering quietly to himself if Jared had felt the same soft joy at Jensen's reactions to their honeymoon plans as Jensen was feeling now. Their families had come over for lunch, heating up the huge amount of leftovers from last night's dinner, and sitting down to eat at the dining room table, the only place in the house that could accommodate their families comfortably. In a moment of astonishment, Jared simply observed everyone seated around him, passing each other salad and potatoes, chatting and laughing amongst themselves, noticing for the first time the line between his family and Jensen's was blurred. Sherry and Donna were naturally close, being the mothers of two best friends. Alan and Jerry, when together, would watch a football game and had gone golfing on a few occasions. Jared knew Megan and Mackenzie gossiped like girlfriends by text and email, and Jeff and Josh, over the last 4 years, had bonded through their positions as the big brothers of their respective families. But now he noticed his mother chatting to Josh about his family life, Alan and Megan talking about her college course. Donna and Jerry were discussing some local council decisions while Jensen listened, and Mackenzie was giggling with Jeff, seemingly flirtatious, as she nudged him bodily while he restrained one of her wrists with a hand and chuckled words to her. Jared smiled to himself, glancing around their big family and sighing contentedly at the happy murmurs and laughter that filled the room. Jensen had caught on to Jared's train of thought and smiled at him from across the table, eyes warm. Jared booted him gently in the shin under the table, laughing when Jensen nearly slipped from his chair in an attempt to kick him back. Sherry slapped Jared on the forearm, telling him to behave, before she gestured for Josh to continue with his thread of conversation. After lunch, the family spread out around the house, washing up in the bathroom or chatting in the living room. Jensen and Sherry cleared the table, while Jared rinsed the dishes and Donna stacked everything in the dishwasher,
and after that, Donna and Sherry made coffee and tea for everyone. When it was time to leave, everyone hugged each other, and Jared subtly nudged Jensen, nodding in Mackenzie's direction as Jeff held her tight, the two of them sharing warm smiles and promises to catch up soon. Jensen looked to Jared, shocked and staggered at what he was seeing, and Jared returned his gaze warily. They spoke about it later, while they were hanging freshly washed sheets outside to dry.
Jeff and Mac?
I don't know, man, Jared replied, shaking his head.
But when did that happen?
We don't know if anything happened, so to speak. But I noticed they were a bit... Jared turned to squint at Jensen in the sun. Flirty at lunch. And then there was the very alluding goodbye.
But... Gents, let's just be cool about this, okay? It's too early to tell if, and that is a very big if, something actually amounts from this, we'll deal with it then, Jared said, sounding very husbandly to Jensen's ears, and he was reminded that he was never going to be alone in a decision ever again. It helped to calm him momentarily.
Besides, it's not some scum-of-the-earth asshole with your sister. It's Jeff. Jensen sighed, flinging the pillowcase in his hand with a snap before passing it to Jared.
I've got no beef with Jeff.
Jared shrugged, pinning the pillowcase to the line.
I know. You're just doing your big brother thing, like you do whenever she's the slightest bit unhappy or whenever she bats her eyelashes.
Jared smiled then.
I know how it feels.
Jensen smiled back.
So, reckon we can get the bedroom done before the end of the week?
Jared grinned. Pete and the boys are coming by tomorrow morning to draw up plans, so we gotta move all your things out of your room.
How'd you swing that? Jensen asked.
Wedding gift, Jared said, laughing. And we may have to provide them with beer. They spent the rest of the day hauling Jensen's belongings out of his room and across the upstairs landing to the new soon-to-be office, catching up on laundry and unpacking their suitcases. Jared played music loudly from the living room stereo, and Jensen bopped his head along as he divided the contents of his suitcase into clean and dirty piles. When everything was out, Jensen ran his hands inside the pockets, feeling for anything he may have missed, and came out with a few clear plastic cases holding the memory cards from his digital camera. He shoved them into the pocket of his jeans before throwing his suitcase closed and going to store it in the hallway closet. Later that night, after they'd worked together putting clean sheets on Jared's bed, Jared made popcorn while Jensen set up Jared's laptop on the coffee table in the living room. Jensen had connected the digital camera just as Jared walked in, stepping over Jensen's knees and swiveling to sit on the couch beside him. Jared rested an outstretched arm along the back of the couch and stuffed a small handful of popcorn into his mouth. Jensen glanced over his shoulder, smirking.
Sorry. I didn't catch that intelligent attempt at conversation.
Jared swallowed and grinned.
Are you almost done?
Jensen started up the slideshow option and leaned back, reaching out for the popcorn when Jared offered the bowl. Together they relived their honeymoon, firstly through several photos taken on the trip to Italy, the night sky stretching out beyond the wings of the plane, Jensen asleep, face smushed against his pillow with a peanut wedged in his nostril, the wings of the plane glowing white with the reflection of the sun, Jared grinning like a loon behind his sunglasses, his arm around a blushing air stewardess, Jensen in front of an Italian written sign with an overpronounced grin and two thumbs up. Numerous photos of the Tuscan countryside followed before Jared sighed, pointing at the laptop screen.
Look. Home.
Jensen hummed in agreement, smiling at a picture of the front of their temporary Tuscan home, chewing on more popcorn.
I miss the garden.
He nudged his head back against Jared's outstretched arm as he turned to look at him.
We should make one.
Jared turned to him.
Make a garden?
Jensen nodded, snatching the bit of popcorn from Jared's hand as he went to put it in his mouth. Jared's protest was cut short when Jensen gasped and pointed at the screen.
Oh, look. It's the most beautiful golf green I've ever seen in my entire life.
They continued watching, both men cheering at the photos of themselves with Marco and his friends, booze-faced and hysterically happy,
and laughing at pictures of the morning after,
Jared being all tired smiles and bleary eyes, and a newly woken Jensen sitting in bed, rubbing his eyes and flipping the camera the finger. Documenting the drive home was a set of photos, all of Jensen asleep, head lolled to the side, arms folded over his belly, and looking positively snugly wearing the hood up on Jared's sweatshirt. Jensen flopped a frustrated hand out in the general direction of the laptop.
Why? Because, look how cute you are when you sleep, Jared exclaimed.
Jensen groaned, unable to bear the vision of his sleeping, puffy-faced self staring back at him, and Jared tapped on his forearm as he slapped his hands over his eyes.
Whoa, wait. Gents, look.
Jensen continued to hide his face.
Oh, God, what? Am I drooling now?
No, Jared replied, pulling at Jensen's hands.
Oh, come on, I had to. You started sleeping on me.
Jensen sighed, dropped his hands from his face, and glared at the laptop, seeing a similar photo of himself sleeping in the SUV. However, this time he was curled up against Jared's side. Jared wore a soft smile, his eyes closed and his head resting on top of Jensen's, both of his arms wrapped around him. Jared smiled.
I pulled over and awed at you for like 5 minutes.
And I had to get it on camera, so I put it on the dashboard and set it on auto.
And you cuddled me.
Jared nodded.
I cuddled you. Mama Ackles is gonna love it.
When the doorbell rang loudly in the morning, Jensen kicked a foot back into Jared's calf. Jared grunted, breathed a moan, and blindly threw a hand back, his blow skimming Jensen's hip before connecting with his shoulder. Jensen groaned, kicking his foot out again with more force, and Jared retaliated with a kick of his own.
Fuck off. Get the door, Jensen murmured. You get the door, Jared answered, nuzzling his pillow.
Silence momentarily came from the other side of the bed, and Jared sighed, settling back to sleep just as the doorbell rang again. Jensen whined low in his throat.
Harley, Sadie, get the door, Jensen called out.
Jared snorted, pulling the covers closer around himself.
Leave our children out of this.
Jensen whined again, this time as the covers slid away from him. He turned and burrowed in close against Jared's spine, his arms curled over his stomach between them while his forehead rested against Jared's shoulder blade.
I'd leave the kids out of this if you answered the fucking door.
Jared exhaled tiredly through his nose.
I'll get the door if you make breakfast.
Jensen nudged his arms into Jared's back.
Nuh-uh. It's your turn to make breakfast.
Jared opened an eye.
We're both awake enough to be having this conversation. Time to get up.
Jensen sighed, his breath warming Jared's t-shirt.
10 more minutes.
The doorbell rang a third time, now accompanied by Sadie and Harley barking, the sound of their collars tinkling and nails clicking against the hardwood floor in the foyer. Jared carefully rolled over, settling back into the cocoon of blankets and pressed his mouth to Jensen's hairline.
Coffee if you get out of bed.
Jensen made a soft, sleepy noise of protest. Jared was wonderfully warm and cozy, completely comfortable curled against his bedmate, but so incredibly awake it pained him. He opened his eyes without any real force and gazed down at Jensen's feathered lashes, taking in the masculine contours of his face that softened in slumber. He sighed, marveling at Jensen's ability to switch into sleep whenever he wished it, and smiled to himself when he saw a muscle in Jensen's eyebrow twitch, moving his arms to embrace Jensen without thinking twice. Jensen sighed, moving his head to fit better against Jared's collarbone, and Jared decided that everything else in the world could wait. All that mattered was the pleasantly snuggly little universe they had going on in Jared's bed. So, naturally, once he'd given in to Jensen's pleas for extended sleep, Jared's cell phone began ringing obnoxiously from the bedside cabinet. Jared groaned, rolling onto his back and reaching for his cell, lifting it up to glance at the screen. "Oh, shit!" Jared wailed as he answered the call and put the phone to his ear, rolling until he was seated on the side of the bed, at the same time that Jensen went to lay his head back down on Jared's chest. "Pete? Hey, man. Yeah, sorry, I didn't realize the time. Yeah, I'll be right down." Jared leapt to his feet, pawing heavily at Jensen's legs as he passed the bed. "Jensen, up." Jared walked briskly to the front door, sliding his hands into Harley's collar as he unlocked and pulled the door open, smiling sheepishly at Pete, Cody, and Brian from set production, who were all sitting on the steps patiently. "Did we interrupt your beauty sleep, princess?" Brian asked, petting Sadie as she casually walked through the door to greet them. "I'm so sorry, guys," Jared apologized, patting Pete on the shoulder as the man got to his feet. Harley huffed against Jared's restraint, tongue lolling out. "We slept in." "So, where's the husband?" Cody asked, eyes glittering amusedly. Jared was about to grumble that Jensen remained in bed, but was cut off at the creak of the floorboards as Jensen shuffled sleepily to the front door, hair-mussed and squinty-eyed as sunlight seemed to attack him from every angle. Jensen stopped when he reached Jared, bending the slightest to pat Harley before he straightened and leaned against Jared's arm. "Are you even awake?" Jared asked, a laugh on the tip of his tongue. Jensen shook his head. "Coffee." "Right. Come in, guys." Jared ushered everyone inside before closing the door and letting Harley go. "Coffee?" Pete, Cody, and Brian all agreed, following Jared to the kitchen as he steered Jensen with careful hands on his shoulders. When everyone was situated with a steaming mug, they all climbed the stairs to Jensen's old room and discussed the new plans. It was decided the wall between the bedroom and office would be removed, and the ensuite would be built in the second half of the office, creating a fairly large bathroom and a generous additional space for the bedroom. Pete and Brian measured every angle of the room, calling numbers out for Cody to write down, and Cody sketched out a floor plan as Jensen and Jared discussed where everything would go. They all relocated down to the kitchen, mulling over a bathroom fixtures catalog that Pete had brought with him. Jensen and Jared both agreed on the same double sink and shower set, and Pete wasted no time in getting on the phone and ordering them from the local store. When all was set, Pete, Cody, and Brian left for supplies, and Jensen and Jared took turns showering before they got back. Jensen stood in the doorway to his old bedroom, hand over his mouth as Jared obliterated the wall with a sledgehammer, blowing bits of drywall and plaster in every direction. Jensen's eyes landed on a chunk that skittered across the floor before him.
"Are you sure you know what you're doing?"
Jensen called out, even as Jared slammed the sledgehammer through the wall and hooked it back, muscles pulsing beneath his shirt sleeves with the effort. Jared turned, grinning like a maniac as he slid his safety glasses back on his head.
"Pete's letting me keep the sledgehammer, isn't he?"
Jensen smirked.
"Of course he is. We're paying him."
Pete laughed from the other side of the room.
"He's allowed to destroy the wall. I figured it wouldn't be a huge danger." Jensen raised his eyebrows.
Trust me, if anyone can destroy a wall the wrong way, it'll be Jared.
Jared mock winced, throwing a dramatic hand to his chest.
Oh, honey, you wound me.
Honesty, my love, Jensen replied, dodging a clump of plaster as it whizzed by his head.
One of the many foundations of a long-lasting marriage.
At the end of the day, Jared and Jensen had removed the wall and torn up the carpet from both rooms. Cody had completed the new wall separating the rooms. Brian had started on laying in new pipes and wiring. And Pete had installed a new door into the framing while overseeing everyone else's work. They all commented on the significant progress they'd made as they sat out on the back deck, nursing bottles of beer, watching Harley and Sadie play out in the dwindling sun. The following day, Jared and Jensen were awake and ready when Pete, Brian, and Cody showed up, and they all immediately got to work, hoping to get another large bulk of the work done. Jared and Jensen went out to buy paint, wallpaper, and tiles, having been told the measurements for the room and how much they'd need. When they returned hours later, the other men had fixed any stray nails in the floor and had treated it, changing the entire look of the room. The pale wooden floorboards were sealed and polished, causing Jared to gape, having been formerly unaware that such a beautiful floor had been hiding under his carpet. They got stuck tiling the floor and lower half of the walls in the bathroom, while Cody finished installing the large shower stall they had all brought in earlier. Brian finished drilling in the light switch panels and got started on attaching their new toilet to the plumbing he'd put in previously. Again, when they were done for the day, they all relaxed over beer, going over what still needed to be done. The windows were wide open while Jared and Jensen painted the next day. Brian was attaching the new ceiling lights in the bathroom, and Pete and Cody installed the new bath and double sink set. Jared wore a bandana, trying his damnedest to look cool, to Jensen's immense amusement. And soon Brian had to stand and supervise, lest Jensen flick paint at Jared again. When all was done, the five of them stood in the finished master bedroom, taking in the view. Jensen whistled, resting his elbow on Jared's shoulder.
3 days. You told us you wanted to haul ass, Cody grinned.
You guys redefine the term haul ass, Jared replied with a laugh.
Anything for friends, Brian said with a cheeky smile, shoving Cody away when he awed and went to hug him.
Pete stretched his arms over his head and sighed.
Anything for beer.
Pete, Cody, and Brian ended up staying for dinner and drinks, becoming boisterous the more they consumed. Jensen and Jared recited stories from their honeymoon, entertaining their co-workers to the point of hysterical laughter. When the time came for the guys to leave, they were all intoxicated, swaying and giggling, and trying to walk down the front steps to the waiting cab without falling on their behinds. The next day, Jared and Jensen suffered their hangovers quietly from behind their sunglasses as they wandered through a large home furniture store. Together, they trialed several beds, each time finding it harder to get back up. It was while lying on the sixth bed that Jared turned and groaned in Jensen's direction.
I think this is the one.
Jensen shifted his hips, bouncing and wiggling on the mattress to get a better feel for it.
We should check all of them just in case, Jensen replied.
Jared sighed. But I'm tired. Jensen rolled his eyes.
You wanted us to buy a new bed. First big married purchase and all that, remember? And I got out of a perfectly comfortable bed to come here, like you asked. You wanted this, so we're doing it properly.
Jared grumbled, flopping down on other beds with Jensen for the next 20 minutes, and though he reluctantly admitted to it, the 11th bed they lay on was 3 times comfier than the 6th, as well as having matching bedside cabinets and an end table.
The boys paid for the set and arranged for delivery the following day. Jensen had expressed his love of their beachside honeymoon suite at their Marina di Carrara hotel, all white walls, wooden floors, and soft white bedding. So, in keeping with the way the new bedroom-to-be was painted, they decided on picking out white sheets and duvet sets. Jared piled their shopping cart with a large shaggy rug, a soft knit throw, cushions, a down duvet inner, and pillows. And Jensen grabbed sheets, telling Jared to trust him when he frowned confusedly at the mention of high thread counts. Jensen explained it to him the next day, while they made up their new bed, their bedroom furniture having been delivered that morning. He told Jared, who had always enjoyed the childhood comfort of flannelette sheets, that thread count was judged by the amount of thread in a square inch of material, and that the higher the count, the silkier the sheet. Jared bunched one of their new sheets in his hands, stroking it against his cheek.
"Oh, wow,"
he said, gasping and rubbing the other side of his face.
"Where did you hear about this?"
Jensen finished sliding pillows into cases.
"Mom, she bought them as soon as Oprah started pimping them."
"Oprah?
Dude, Oprah knows everything. And apparently you've been using the same sheets since you were 12.
Hey, I like the softness."
"Dude, it's flannel sheets. Join me in the 21st century."
"Dude, you're mean," Jared said, thumping him with a pillow.
"You're a mean husband."
Jensen threw up a hand to bat it away.
"Oh, I am not lowering myself to your level."
Jared thumped him again.
"Mean man. You and your childish antics."
Thump.
"Come on, pussy. Stupid man-child ways.
Look at me. I'm a pretty boy."
Thump.
"Don't mess with my hair."
"Don't. Don't even go there."
"Oh, I'm responsible."
Thump.
"I don't know how to be a kid."
"Oh, I'm Jared."
Thump. "I don't know how not to be a kid. I'm so uptight, I never have fun." Jensen grabbed a pillow and swung, landing a blow to the side of Jared's head.
"Evolution obviously skipped me because I'm still an ape."
Jared cackled and thumped him back. The pillow fight was on. Later that night, the boys decided on opening their wedding gifts. They received items like store credits from home decor stores, expensive bottles of wine, and a luxurious espresso machine. Memorable gifts included Mrs. Ackles and Mrs. Padalecki t-shirts from Michael Rosenbaum, large custom Jared and Jensen towels from Tom Welling, and Gay Marriage for Dummies, courtesy of Misha. Their favorites were beautiful photographs of Harley and Sadie set in black cast iron frames from Jared's dog sitter, Melanie, an exquisite wooden chest from Jared's parents, and a matching bookcase from Jensen's that were simply awaiting delivery confirmation. Jensen found a fabric photo album wrapped in a large silver mesh ribbon and reached out to tap Jared on the shoulder.
"Hey, look," Jensen said, tugging at the ribbon as Jared peered over Jensen's shoulder. "Photo album."
"Oh, wow," Jared breathed, taking in the faint shimmery design over the white fabric and the Jared and Jensen embroidered in silver across the bottom, an elegant black and white photo of wedding rings set inside the cover. Jensen opened the album, a folded note sitting inside, and turned the pages one by one, both men in awe at the care put into it. From what the note stated, their photo album was the joint effort of Megan and Mackenzie. As they turned each page, they saw more and more beautifully photographed black and white pictures of every moment of their wedding and reception. There were photos of everyone, and next to them on the album's black pages were silver-penned handwritten messages from their guests, all wishing them love and happiness.
"Oh my God," Jensen whispered,
coming across both performance and smiling photos of Christian, Steve, and Jason.
"I love it," Jared replied, his voice just as soft.
Their hearts warmed as they read over messages from their families, and they smiled at seeing their parents' and siblings' faces so full of hope and joy for their future together. Jared rested his chin on Jensen's shoulder, gazing lovingly at the photos, and Jensen turned toward him, smiling at his husband.
"I think I'm really glad I married you."
Jared glanced up at him.
"Yeah?"
Jensen nodded.
"Yeah."
Jared smiled at him, moving to lay his head on Jensen's shoulder.
"I'm really glad you said yes."
They both looked down at the last page of their wedding album, a simple photo of the two of them sitting together alone at a table, grinning gleefully at each other in the midst of something only the two of them were in on, the world around them forgotten.